This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa radio station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and emergency room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight, whatever it is you're doing, however you're doing it, wherever you're doing it, thank you, thank you, thank you very much for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're over on Parler as the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, and joining us right now, hour number three of the weekend edition, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning again.
Good morning.
Well, we were talking about what's going on with the envelopes in particular beyond the mail-in ballots, because it's not just Pennsylvania. Nevada, it's actually resulted in a criminal referral. North Carolina, Georgia, possibly even Michigan, I was told by a listener here just a second ago, LJ, that said that they had some strange things happen up there with the mail-in ballots. But go ahead and continue what you were talking about.
Well, the big thing is in the envelope. So we cannot know what is happening with those. Nobody's asked the question, and nobody has said, are they being preserved? Are the signatures being checked? Because I bet you I've watched 200 videos. I haven't seen anybody take an envelope signature with a signature and go look at what's on file. All we're seeing is people screwing with ballots, right?
Yep.
So somebody needs to ask the question, and they need to ask it in every county and every state that's being contested. Obviously we know which states are. I think there's six states that are necessarily being contested.
Mm-hmm.
But, ladies and gentlemen, I would look at a couple other states, because Virginia was in question for an awful lot of hours.
Yep.
And that was the first state that was called.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple others that were pretty, interestingly enough, close. Closer than you think. So I hope Lana McDaniel at the RNC, there's a legal team and they've been dispatched, but I hope they ask some even wider questions. Anyway, we have an envelope problem, in my opinion. We've got a situation here where we keep, let's say in Georgia. Now Georgia is talking about the military ballots.
Right.
There's something very wrong with that story.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. If you're overseas, those military ballots, wherever you are, if you're in Kuwait or if you're in Japan, they are given a due date of
yep.
when they have to have their ballots into military mail
yep.
and be back into the United States.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So why are we just now getting around to them? There's something very wrong with these procedures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like they changed the rules in midstream again.
Well, And look, these, the rules are done by the state legislatures.
Yep.
And then they're handed over to, you know, the secretaries of state in each state, which is then coordinated with their respective election commissions. And then from there it goes into the county systems. And, you know, it's really kind of a remarkable thing. What happens in Georgia is not the same thing that happens in, you know, Iowa. Or what happens in Pennsylvania is not the same procedure that happens in Colorado. Every state does something a little bit different. Mm-hmm. I get that. Which means you have to kind of keep going back and looking at their law and back and looking at their law. But here's the other remarkable thing. And I was... Two nights ago, I listened to the election official, whatever the heck his name was, who, again, was back on yesterday, mm-hmm. for Georgia. And by the time he got through speaking, and the first time I heard him, I was terrified. I was standing in my garage doing some work, and I was listening to this, and I came to a complete standstill because each county in the state of Florida actually kind of does their own little thing. In other words, if you got to go print a ballot, they don't all use the same printer.
Right.
It's not like state prints them and then distributes them to the county. No, the county uses a printer. So the printer for, you know, Chatham County is not the same, you know, printer that they might use for Fulton County.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what? The other thing is the size of the ballot. The physical size of the ballot is different, which means they can't all have the same scanning machine, correct?
That's right.
So, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm saying to you is you need to ask some, you need to look at some things seriously and then ask some very different questions. I don't think that we're asking the right questions. We're all kind of trying to go into some groupthink, and I think we need to back away from that and look at things pretty critically and clinically. So anyway, we also have a situation here, and there's a number of states that, and Georgia is one of them, that bought. Are we going to break?
We are. We'll talk about it on the other side. Okay, folks, Denise Simon will be right back with more. And by the way, I've got something to add to this because I found out something yesterday. Wait till you hear this one about the number of registered voters versus the number of eligible voters. And holy smokes, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captains of America.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, is brought to you by our friends over at Balance of Nature. You know, Balance of Nature is a wellness products company. They got all kinds of stuff over there for you to take a look at. So if you go to their website, balanceofnature.com, and you take a look at what they have and you see something you might want to order, you can use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, and save 35% on your Balance of Nature order. Now, you can also give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach and find out answers to questions you might happen to have. I happen to take the Balance of Nature fruits and veggies, and I don't certainly eat the right kind of foods all the time. I like to do fast foods, and I also don't get my daily requirement of fruits and vegetables. Well, I do now, because when I take these things twice a day, it gives me more than 10 times what I need to have in the way of fruits and vegetables. But what it's done for me is it's just made me feel better. I've got like a little bit more pep in my step. I've lost a bunch of weight, and I can tell you I'm not snacking at night like I used to, because I used to be in the candy machine around the corner here grabbing a candy bar or chips or whatnot, munching on them all night long, and I'm not doing that anymore. So, to find out what I found out, go to balanceofnature.com, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, save 35% on your order, or give them a call at 800-246-8751. That's balanceofnature.com, product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Now, we were talking about the scenario again with all the stuff that's going on, and you were in the middle of something, so have
well, the next thing is, and I invite your listeners to take a look, because we have a company out of Canada by the name of Dominion.
Yep.
And Dominion is a voting system that was bought by several states in the United States for their voting systems.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan has had some issues because They had a particular county, Antrim County, that was pretty much all Republican in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have the officials there asking serious questions because of Biden is beating Trump by 3,000 votes in that county. It is a Republican stronghold.
Yep.
So they're asking some very serious questions about this particular software and the glitch. And they say that there was either a software glitch, don't you love this term,
yeah,
or a human error.
Yeah.
Now, I say that because, ladies and gentlemen, the state of Georgia was yet another state that bought Dominion. And earlier this year, I think it was in July or so, they had a very big issue with the software. So the governor went back to Dominion and said, hey, you either better fix this, you better fix this fast, or it's out of here. And they were going to have to go to full paper ballots. Well, allegedly they did. Ding, ding, ding. On Tuesday, two of the Georgia counties crashed.
Yeah.
And I think it was Morgan and
Gwinnett?
Spalding County.
Okay, Gwinnett I thought was involved there, but go ahead.
And so it crashed, you know, again. So the point is, ladies and gentlemen, I'd be asking some harder questions about Dominion and what is happening there. We don't know about other counties within the state of Georgia, but we do know that at least two. And they are said that the Dominion technicians fixed the issue. We don't know what the issue was that made it crash, allegedly. But this is now, we have a little bit of a pattern here, do we not, with Dominion?
Sure do.
So,
oh, by the way, there were some very significant politicians that invested in that company. Dianne Feinstein, I might add. Senator Mitch McConnell, I might add. Nancy Pelosi, I might add, are three of the signatures that had invested heavily in that company.
Well, I don't know about their investment because, again, it's a Canadian company. But I will tell you that they did, in fact, have a little bit of lobbying operation going on the Hill,
mm-hmm,
in the halls of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of push and pull here when it comes to Dominion. So I will leave it up to your listeners.
Mm-hmm.
To go do some of their own keyboard work on this one.
No. Now, okay, now I've got some information here from Judicial Watch, and this is just mind-blowing. Back in September, Judicial Watch revealed that 353 U.S. counties had 1.8 million more registered voters than eligible voting age citizens. In other words, the registration rates of these counties exceeded 100% of eligible voters, and they never fixed their systems. I'll be a little bit more specific. Ohio, California, Los Angeles County, California, 1.6 million inactive names still on the voting rolls. We don't know if they voted or not. Kentucky, another state. Illinois, another state. Nevada and Clark County. There were 154,000 inactive voters on the election rolls just before Election Day in Clark County, Nevada, and we don't know if they voted or not because of the mail ballots where the envelopes were discarded.
Well, again, we don't know if they were discarded, but I can tell you that the ballot comes out of the envelope.
Mm-hmm.
I need somebody to ask what happened to the envelope.
Yep.
Okay? That's
mm-hmm.
just where I am with that one.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you're right.
Now,
you're right.
The other interesting thing about ineligibility on the voter rolls
mm-hmm.
is you have to, and I would use a simple artificial intelligence program to go through those voter rolls. But you know what? This The secretaries of state are very resistant to doing that, even under a lawsuit. Some of them have been ordered to do so, and they are defiant and won't do it.
Yeah.
Not only may somebody be 135 years old, but if their name is Daffy Duck mm-hmm. or Mickey Mouse, mm-hmm. who is finding that?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay? The other interesting thing, for instance, in Nevada, and again, you have to look at state law. In order to vote in the state of Nevada, mm-hmm. you have to have lived there a certain period of time
right.
before you could even register to vote.
Yep.
Now, there is why Rick Grenell, along with the former AG Laxalt, has filed a lawsuit of a little over 3,000 voters on a criminal referral back to the Department of Justice. Because
correct.
Of those 3,000 voted, and those 3,000 are dead.
Yep.
They're dead.
Yep.
We don't know how many have moved out. And a lot of people did move out because Las Vegas went dark during the lockdown.
That's
people
right.
People left.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I would say to your listeners, you kind of have to judge slowly, collect what evidence you have so you can be informed on your own. Then when you watch the news, and then when you see what is reported by either OAN or Newsmax or Fox or MSNBC or whoever it may be, if they're not telling you what you think they need to be telling you because of what you have learned, then you know what? Get on social media and demand some answers from them.
Mm-hmm.
You may not get them, but put them out there because then they know that you know something.
Yeah.
And they're not, I mean, it's kind of like, don't you feel like you want to go over to CNN's social media pages and start dumping in, you know, all these videos of all these people, you know, doing what they're not supposed to be doing in, mm-hmm. in these ballot counts?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Again, you're absolutely right. So I'm back to my original question. Do we need election reform?
Well, we certainly need election reform, but it's not a federal government job. Now, Congress can step in and say, these are the laws that need to be complied with, but they don't take the ownership of the process.
Okay, we will continue this conversation on Monday. Have yourself a great little weekend, and I'll be in touch. Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check out all the great articles that she writes, FoundersCode.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
Democrat Joe Biden edged closer to winning the White House Friday, expanding his narrow leads over President Donald Trump in the battleground states of Pennsylvania and Georgia. Trump remained defiant, vowing to press unfounded claims of fraud as a weary, anxious nation waited for clarity in an election that only intensified the country's deep polarization. Former Vice President Biden is hoping to secure Pennsylvania's 20th 20 electoral votes that would put him over the top. Democrats spent $50 million trying to win control of state legislatures in 2020, but the effort mostly failed, cementing regional power in their more conservative Republican opponents over such issues as abortion, education, and criminal justice. In most cases, Democrats won't have a say in how congressional districts are drawn. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it is time for our veterans and military news. And let's not forget, coming up, November 11th is Veterans Day. And you know, right here in my state, the veteran population of Florida is 1.6 million in the state of Florida, with over 400,000 calling the west coast of Florida their home. And all the wars are represented here, from World War II to Korea, Vietnam, Gulf Wars 1 and 2. And veterans, of course, are a driving force in our state's economy, with over 160,000 veterans owning their own business. Make sure you trade with them. This Veterans Day, thank our veterans for their contributions, both on the fields of honor, but also for their contributions for Florida's economy and the economy of the country. Now, I'm, of course, Captain Matt Bruce. I am a Vietnam veteran and host of the Captain's America Third Watch here. And I'll tell you what, make sure you remember them, November 11th. There's going to be a lot of different things going on, a lot of different places, a lot of discounts and this, that, and the other. So don't forget about that. Now, National Aviation Academy brings you our military and veterans news, and here we go with that. Defense Secretary Mark Esper plans to help Congress draft legislation to strip military bases of Confederate names. He also was walking around with a resignation letter in his pocket, apparently, from what we're hearing. Now, all the eyes, of course, are on ballot counts right now. The military absentee ballot is getting more attention than ever this presidential election, especially in Georgia, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania, where the votes were supposed to be, ballots were supposed to be in by midnight yesterday and in the possession of these states. Don't know if they made it or not. We'll have to find out. By the way, the U.S.-led multinational coalition launched more than 35,000 airstrikes last year against the Islamic State targets in Iraq and Syria.
or over the past 6 years, sorry. What just happened recently was they killed 50 Al-Qaeda members on the fly, on the run. The French Air Force did that, so kudos to the French for stepping up and having their Air Force catch 50 of the bad guys in the wrong place at the wrong time. By the way, the U.S. military is now admitting that two civilians were injured in a Yemen drone strike following a report that had claimed there were dozens of incidents where innocent lives may have been lost. Now, that's not true. It was actually two, and that's two more than normal, I suppose. But the U.S. European Command is now holding off a years-old plan to return numerous military sites to Germany as it examines whether or not the facilities will be needed in response to the strategic shift in the security environment, i.e., China and the Pacific. So we'll see where all of that goes. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Mass., which is right outside Boston. The other one in Clearwater, Florida, right down here in my backyard. Now, I'm going to play a little description here from them. Here's what the National Aviation Academy is all about.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now keep in mind, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses, one in Concord, Mass., which is right outside Boston, and the other one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, in our backyard. And, of course, Bo Browning was in studio this week, and he told you all about the tremendous opportunities that are available, because even though passenger air freight or airlines may be down a little bit, the commercial and the air freight industry is going gangbusters right now all around the world. So consequently, there is no shortage of jobs available to those that want to become aviation maintenance techs. Go to naa.edu or give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of one of their two facilities. Now, according to exit polls on Tuesday, President Donald Trump lost a little bit of his evangelical base this election, but according to Dr. Robert Jeffries from Dallas, Texas, one of Trump's advisors, it was unlikely that drop cost the president much in the way of votes. Okay, fine, we'll go with that. And the Orthodox Jews were credited for Trump's increase amongst Jewish votes. They apparently stepped up in high order to support the president. And that's all really good stuff, too. And also, did you hear about the unemployment yesterday? It dropped down to 6.9%, and some 638,000 new jobs were added in October. Now, it's continuing to move along in a very positive direction, which, of course, everybody told us it would be, and it is, which is why it's really hard to understand how all these votes could have suddenly come out of nowhere when things are going so well. And by the way, the president's approval rating is still at 50%. So we all know that something screwy has gone on. Now, I wish I could just put my finger on it and say, well, you know, it's because they cheated. Well, I think we can all assume that we know that, but still, how did they cheat? And by the way, no matter what the outcome, the woke lost. Yep, the woke lost. Now, pollster John McLaughlin said that many polling firms boosted the numbers for Biden intentionally to try to suppress the Trump vote. People would say, well, my God, Biden's up by 10 points here and 7 points there. My vote isn't going to matter. And that's may have happened, may not have, don't know. But the polls certainly were wrong. All the Democratic polls were way off. Now, Democrats knew they couldn't win. And according to President Trump, that's why they did the mail-in ballots. We knew there was going to be trouble with the mail-in ballots. We've seen it before. I saw it when I used to live in upstate New York with mail-in ballots. It's too easy to have problems, unexpected problems, whether they're intentional or unintentional. By the way, the president won the highest share of minority voters of any Republican candidate since 1960. That's another reason why this is hard to fathom. He won more blacks, more Latinos, but yet these other votes came sailing in from somewhere. Nope, something's really wrong. Really, really, really wrong. And CNN, I don't know why people watch them anymore. They showed a video of Trump supporters outside an Arizona election office. I think it was in Maricopa County. And it said that they were being irrational and angry. You know what the crowd was doing? They were praying. They were praying outside the Arizona election office when CNN called the crowd irrational and angry. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And then you've got Twitter hiding seven of the president's recent tweets, some 16 he tweeted, seven of them they hid for whatever reason. They can make up a reason because, after all, they are Twitter, right? And Nancy Pelosi called the race yesterday in a press briefing for President-elect Biden. She said he has a strong mandate to lead, and so does she. And she announced that she was going to run for speaker for another 2 years. She was going to run for the position. Well, Nancy, I hope somebody challenges her and beats her. Would serve her right. Because the Democrats are not going to get anything done again. Oh, by the way, in Utah, the Utah Attorney General said that the election process has been compromised in his state, as well as others. And he's going to help President Trump and the campaign with a legal fight. Wow. That's Utah now. Nobody's even talked about them. But holy smokes. All right, I hear the music coming up in my ear. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about the fact that the election is not over. It's still, votes are being counted and votes are being segregated in Pennsylvania per the Supreme Court, Justice Alito. We'll see what happens and where this all goes. It's going to be a while, I do believe. But anyway, we'll be right back with more in the Captain America Third Watch final segment coming up. So don't go nowhere, no how, because I still got plenty more to tell you about.
This is the Captain America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym business down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And a little tip of the hat to Wayne Allyn Root, my buddy out there in Las Vegas, Nevada. And for all I know, he's listening to me right now. He has been known to do that. By the way, the new 2021 Rogues are in at Moss Nissan, and they have some incredible new upgrades in this fantastic SUV. The Rogue has really gone rogue. Now, it starts with quilted leather seats, new cutting-edge digital display, cordless phone charging, and a full suite of safety and driver assist technologies that come standard, including the intelligent all-wheel drive. Now, the new Rogue nearly drives itself. I've driven many miles in a Rogue from Moss Nissan. I've had four of them over the past several years, and I know that you'll enjoy the great pricing and fantastic service you get from Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Care is included in every vehicle purchased, a tremendous added value-packed meal that makes the servicing of your Moss vehicle a real breeze, too. Now, there's over 800 vehicles in stock, so Moss Nissan will probably have the vehicle you're looking for. The other dealerships won't. Remember, Moss Nissan and Acura, the home of the You Serve, You Save program, putting pastors, veterans, active military, and first responders up on a pedestal. The choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Moss Nissan, with stores in Crystal River, Newport Richey, and the all-new Nissan Acura and Nissan Moss Nissan side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Visit mossnissan.com. That's M-A-U-S, mossnissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You're going to save a bunch of money. By doing that, it's just the way she goes. Now, I am going to be up at the Two Guys Gun and Knife Show today in Brooksville at the Hernando County Fairgrounds. The gates open at 9 o'clock. The venue will be open the day till 5. If you want to get your concealed carry permit, the class starts at 2 p.m. Sign up for that. Now, The Two Guys Gun Shows will be there Saturday and Sunday at Hernando County Fairgrounds. I'm only going to be there today. I'll be there probably till about 2 o'clock. So if you want to stop and see, I'm not sure which building I'm going to be in, but usually I'm in a very prominent place, so I'll be easy to spot when you do find me. But I'll be giving away some free stuff like I always do. And if you want to shop the most modern, up-to-date guns and tactical equipment as well as private collections, Two Guys Gun Shows embraces that, plus they have a large collection of knives there too. Just stop on by the fairgrounds up there in Hernando County on 41, just south of town. Alrighty, getting back to what we were talking about here. The Trump campaign says this election is far from over. Well, that's true, because of all the legal challenges. And we're looking at probably 6 states where there's going to be legal challenges because of what we're going on. Now, a data firm called the race for Joe Biden, but that's not the case yet, especially if we find out that all the things we've been talking about tonight are true. Now, Biden's spokesman said the government is capable of escorting trespassers out of the White House. Really? Really? Putting the cart ahead of the horse there a little bit there, son. And the Georgia Secretary of State, of course, said that there is going to be a recount. Meanwhile, did you hear what AOC's up to? The Trump Accountability Project, where they're beginning to compile hit lists of Trump supporters, whoever they are, wherever they've been, whatever you've done, and they're putting them on the Trump Accountability Project list so they can come after you. Goody, goody, goody. We'll see how that works out. We'll see how that works out. Be careful what you wish for there, little AOC. Be careful what you wish for. Now, Pelosi vows that Congress will pass an election reform bill. You think? You think? And by the way, they're going to be criminalizing political speech. If it's not their way, it's going to be dealt with. And then they're talking about, are you ready for this one? Prepaid absentee ballots, where if you want to vote by an absentee ballot, you have to pay for it. Isn't that something? Oh, and this is how come we know that there was a problem in Michigan. A Michigan Republican who was down by 104 votes wound up winning by 1,127 after the glitch in the computer system was fixed. By the way, remember the Democratic congressman who changed parties to Republican in Jersey, Jeff Van Drew? Well, he got reelected as a Republican handily. Good for him. Also, black and Hispanic unemployment has fallen, narrowing the gap with the whites, getting very close to the same. And 638,000 jobs were added in October, while the unemployment rate dropped to 6.9%. Oh, Georgia, Kellyanne Conway's husband, George, and his Lincoln Project are going to be backing Democrat control of the Senate up there in the Georgia runoff. Their motto is defeat Trumpism. So be careful. Be careful up there. You need to get your ducks in a row real quick. By the way, Mr. Colbert, Mr. Late Night Television, had to choke back some tears as he demanded the GOP choose Donald Trump or the American people. Well, and then there's the View woman, I guess she's an actress, who said of the Cuban Americans who voted for Trump, they're 10,000% brainwashed. This was in addition to what she'd said earlier in the day when it came to people that voted for Donald Trump were mentally challenged. See, this is an ongoing thing. And it's just not helping anybody with anything. And again, in case you didn't hear me, the electors, which are the people that actually elect a president in the Electoral College, the electors of president and vice president shall be appointed in each state on the Tuesday next after the first Monday in November in every fourth year succeeding every election of a president and vice president. So now, in states where Donald Trump won, there'll be electors for Trump, and where Biden won, there'll be electors for Biden. But the electors are not bound. They're not bound to vote for the candidate in many states that they're chosen for. So I don't know what the heck's going to happen. But with Nevada, they're already talking about the criminal referral that's out there. You heard Denise and I talk about it here if you were listening in this hour. Now, 154,000 inactive voters on the election rolls just before Election Day voted in Nevada. You don't think that's not strange? By the way, many of them didn't even live in Nevada. That's a violation of law, which is why a federal referral, criminal referral, has been sent to the Department of Justice. And back in 2018, the Supreme Court upheld a voter roll cleanup program that resulted from the Judicial Watch settlement of a federal lawsuit in Ohio. Ohio was supposed to clean up their voting rolls. They did, for the most part, but not altogether. California settled a lawsuit, and they were supposed to begin the process of removing up to 1.6 million inactive names, including dead people, from the Los Angeles County rolls. Well, they did just a little bit, and they stopped. Kentucky also began the cleanup of hundreds of thousands of old registrations last year after it entered into a consent decree to end another Judicial Watch lawsuit. And in September this year, Illinois refused to even disclose their voter roll data, which is in clear violation of federal law. Nothing was done. Well, this is going to go on into next week. How long? Who the heck knows? But I'll tell you this much, it ain't over yet. We'll see what happens. All right, I'll see you guys and gals up there in Brooksville, so look forward to seeing you up there at the Gun Show. And for everybody else, I'll be back on the Radidio come Monday morning, 2 a.m., all across the country. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors. Go to the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Check it out. Have yourself a great weekend. God bless America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.